Hey, this is Cycle Breaker Juliana, bringing you conversations and thoughts on how to break cycles and patterns and false beliefs and false programming that are holding you back in your life. To instill belief that you are powerful and that you are capable, you can heal and stand in your own power, advocate for yourself, for truth, and for others. Welcome.
I'm so excited to be on for today. This is like an intro, and I want to share some light bulb moments I had recently. So, some of you may have heard my story, regarding my health, my physical health. And, if not, hop over to my podcast, Cycle Breaker Juliana. It's like episode one is when I went through, things that I had experienced and what got me onto the path that I'm on now. So I happen to be still in exploration mode. I guess I always will be. My husband is always joking with me. He's like, how many classes are you taking? I'm like, usually like 3 to 5 at a time. The purpose being that I'm always in exploration mode. I do that for myself, but just as well, I do it for you guys. And I want you to learn from what I'm experiencing and having fun with and getting awesome results with. So let me give you a really short description of what I experienced and what my light bulbs were recently. So it's common for people that have illnesses, experiences like I do, and sometimes it's called fibromyalgia, sometimes it's called lupus. There are other names for it, other types of myalgias and things like that. But let me describe what it feels like and what I want to talk about today, my light bulbs for today. So what it feels like is tight, stiff, sore, sticky, fiery muscles. You know, it feels like your body is kind of burning all the time. And I don't mean this in a like skin burning, not third degree burns, but there is this, there's this soreness that is around all the time. Your body feels hot, kind of inflexible. It doesn't want to do the things you want it to do. It feels stuck, very tender and very tight. And for a long time, I resisted, physical involvement such as, massage. I didn't do that for a long time. And because it hurt too badly, well, then I met an amazing massage therapist who was very gentle with me, who ended up getting me to agree to 4 massage therapy sessions with cranial sacral, and it changed everything. So I have since then experienced various different things to help me. I started dry skin brushing. That's one of the things that I've done for a long time. And it's one of those things like you do it for a while and then you're like, oh, I feel pretty good. And you stop doing it. And then you remember it and you pick it back up again. Or like I did, you find the brush laying around and you think, oh, I should be using this. So these hot muscles are really not hot muscles. They're not sticky muscles. They're actually sticky, hot, dehydrated fascia. Okay. So the short version of what fascia is, it's your ligaments and your tendons, and it is the casement that wraps around the muscle fibers. So muscles in and of themselves, if they didn't have this thing to encase them, would just bloop, fall apart. And I'm not going to do this is not an anatomy class, but I want you to understand that we're really talking about fascia, not muscles. And it's the fascia that gets dehydrated. It's the fascia that gets sticky and sore and uncomfortable. If you've ever had surgery, they refer to it as adhesions. And we actually get adhesions without surgery because we're not moving things properly. So recently I've added some things that I'm gonna explore further with you through a series of things that I'm gonna do. But I wanted to give you this like whoop light bulb that I had a few days ago. So I've started working in Ohio with a physical therapist who's amazing, and her team that specialize in MFR, myofascial release. Not something I'd heard much about. I have since experienced myofascial release and wow, I mean, just incredible. Just love it. the myofascial release was the starting point for me to go down this path. So then she, then the physical therapist who I'm going to introduce you to in another webinar here coming up, is she taught me a few other techniques that I could do that, like, where has this been all my life? And she reminded me of something called the melt roller or the melt method, which is my roller here. You can see it's pretty long. It's not a hard roller. It's actually soft. It compresses a little bit. So this is not a hard roller, but the couple of moves that I've been doing on this were incredible. So I happen to come across, let me tell you one other thing and then I'll move into that experience. I started learning about something called Qigong. Now, Qigong is the movement of qi energy throughout the body. So it takes advantages of meridians and things like that. Things that we're not going to learn about here. You might look up meridian pathways, pretty fascinating. But the within Qigong, there are a series of movements that I've started to learn about that I've done that have made a big difference. I feel good after I do them. I feel more flexible, more mobile. So I added these movements that Cindy told me about. I've added in some Qigong movements. I've added in the melt roller. I would say that I really only added about 20 minutes worth of things that I'm doing on a pretty daily basis. Like if I'm sitting and watching a television program with my husband, I'll lay on the melt roller and kind of move around on it. Because why not? Why park my butt on the couch and achieve nothing when I can sit on the roller on the floor and achieve some really good things? So I happen to pop into YouTube because the Melt Method has all these live free classes on YouTube. So you can see it and experience it. And I think Cindy's going to talk about it more because she's trained in it. And I'm working on learning more about it. I'm just doing two or three movements and getting great help. I can't imagine once I learn more what that'll be like. So the... So I popped into these videos and I just did an introduction video. 20 minutes, I think it was. And the first thing she has you do is lay down on the ground, right up directly on the hard floor. You can use a yoga mat, but I think the hard floor makes a difference in you doing this evaluation, right? And to evaluate where your body's at in relationship to the floor. Now, I had a massage the day before this, and I woke up the next morning and I actually had some occiput pain. So the occiput nerve is kind of where the skull meets right here. And I had some occiput pain that was radiating up around to my eyeball. And then I'm like, well, actually my shoulder hurts a little bit and my hip is really wonky. Like I can feel a pain in my hip. Oh, shoot. So coincidentally, I thought, well, I'm going to lay on my roller and do the things I'd already started doing. And that was not really getting me where I wanted to go. So I found this video and I thought I'm going to do this evaluation. And what I recognized is that it felt like in my gluteus maximus, that's your big butt muscle. You have several of them, but that's the big one. It felt like there was a knot, like literally a knot. So if I'm trying to lay on the ground, and I'm a girl with a booty, so I don't lay flat on the ground very well. But if I'm laying on the ground, that right side felt like there was a knot inside the gluteus maximus. I'm like, okay, well, that's not what I'm going for, which then, so I've got this knot on the right side and I'm fairly flat on the left side. You can see where this creates a problem. Like it's wrenching my hip upwards and for and out, down actually. If I were standing, it's up and down. So it's wrenching my hip in the wrong direction. And then that is okay. So apparently the video, if this is live or not. Well, if it's live, I'm going to keep going. All right. So continuing the discussion from before. So I've got this left butt cheek that's on the floor and I got a right one that's up high and twisted a little bit, which radiates to my shoulder. So instead of my ribs laying on the ground, right, my shoulder is up and rotated. So I'm actually up on the shoulder blade and not down flat. Which then, if I moved my arm in the right direction, would like shoot the pain up my arm, my head. And I thought, well, shoot, this isn't like, sometimes I think I ate the wrong thing or it's a toxin issue or whatever. But in this case, I'm out of alignment. My whole right side is out of alignment. So what do I do about it? So I went through this melt process and I thought to myself, I really have to know more about this and I really need to share it with everyone else. So here's my plan to share more about this. I've talked to Cindy and Tiffany. Those are my, you know, two of the four amazing ladies at Essential Therapies. They have a Facebook page if you want to connect with them, Essential Therapies out of Sylvania, Ohio. I'm going to invite them onto the page. I will schedule something on here. So take a look for it. We're going to talk about MFR, myofascial release. We're going to talk about the melt method. We're going to talk about things you can do. Because here's the thing. I often say this to people, and very commonly in session, I will give people homework, things to do every day. And there's a reason for that. The reason for me to give you homework is because when we're in session, we're going to get you so far. We're going to like, it's almost as if we're, I've just handled you, you've come in with a wrapped present and we open the wrapped present and it's a puzzle. Okay. So I have helped you open that wrapped present. I might have helped you even open the box of the puzzle, but it's up to you to spend time putting the puzzle together. And this is not to imply this is difficult, because it's not. This is not difficult. It just requires you to take action each and every day. So what you're going to get is two things. Maybe probably more, but two main things, right? So you'll have, if you've ever had a massage or an MFR treatment, you know, you feel so much better afterwards, but then it might be a few days and you're like, I'm starting to get back into like the same sticky pattern, because there's more you need to do and you need to do something each and every day to move your body. So yes, this is a forever thing, right? But if you can take 15 minutes a day and do some movements 15 minutes a day that help keep you flexible, mobile, and keep your pain down, why not? There's no reason not to do that, to be candid with you. So, you know, let me share these with you. I wanted to give you that light bulb moment, because I realized that even I, in my training as a naturopath, you know, supplements, detox, hydration, yes, all super important, but they didn't get me all the way there. So I added Healy, frequency therapy, something I can do in office or anywhere in the world with you, is frequency therapy, helping to balance out the body's connection to the energies of the energies and the magnetism. Okay. That's a whole nother video, whole nother discussion. So I want to share these tools with you. I'm going to do this. And then afterwards, after we have this discussion, I'm going to invite you to a 5-day mobility and pain reduction challenge. So those are going to be two ways that we want to help you be better, to learn more, to know what to do in a 15 or 20 minute window each and every day, so that you continue advancing how you feel, etc. Because, you know, here's the thing. When I was at my sickest, I did not want to leave the couch, but it hurt to sit down. And I would stand up and I move around a little bit and that hurt, and I would sit down. And then it would hurt to sit down. So I'd stand up and move around a little bit and that would hurt. I'm tired of that process. I'm tired of feeling helpless. I was so tired of feeling helpless. And I probably, if you're there, I know how you feel. Helpless is a hard place to be. So you don't need to stay there. Let me help you get out of helpless and help yourself. Well, that was kind of corny and cheesy, but that's okay. So, come back to this Facebook page regularly, and I'll be posting the event here, okay? And we'll be doing a private Facebook page with Zoom, recorded Zooms, for the events itself, okay? So for the 5 days itself, we're going to do those. And there'll be Q&As with the live sessions, but you won't be able to do a Q&A with the, if you don't make it to the sessions. So, how's that sound? Are you excited? Pay attention for more. Invite your friends. Let them know this is coming up. You got a friend who is sore, stiff, sticky. And I'm telling you what, this isn't just for people that have a diagnosis, right? If you have an injury that won't stop, if you have a shoulder that constantly hurts, you can get some benefit out of this discussion. Got a hip? Got some glutes? Got a calf muscle? Maybe some heels? All of this can be benefited by this 5-day course we're going to do. It's super easy stuff you can do and integrate all the time. All right, so I'm going to sign off for now. Look forward to having more. I'll see y'all later.
I hope you enjoyed this conversation. If you want more, you want consultation, you want self-help, healing, you can find me at wholebodyrenewalcenter.com, Whole Body Renewal on Facebook. I am also on Instagram. I look forward to meeting you and helping you along your journey to full empowerment and healing.